Hello, Montana?
Yes.
Hey, Montana, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Amy?
It's going good. So, oh, yeah. They didn't. I'm reading the notes in the account. They put it down on the bottom. Don't call husband's number. I called him first. So, sorry. He's got a message from me. I apologize.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to put you down as the preferred contact on this. So
thank
that you. Way it's an actual. It's an actual like note in the account that pops up front and center. That way,
that's right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm super sorry about that. Okay.
Don't worry about it. Now, were you calling for my questions on Discovery
K-12?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, cool.
I sure was.
So I'm about to go into my busy season right now. We're a family team. My mother created this company 13 years ago, and we are a little over 800,000 users, like 840,000 users.
Wow.
We're up there. I'm sorry. My mind's all over the
it's
place
okay.
right now. So
yeah.
Bear with me.
I understand. It's Thursday, girl.
Yeah. You even know it's Thursday.
Yeah. I feel like Thursday is the worst. For me, I always tell my son, like, my tiredest day is Thursday. And I don't know why.
Day is Monday.
See, mine's Thursday because I rest on Sunday, so I'm good to go for Monday.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, my tiredest day is Thursday. It's when the week hits me is on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm 24-7, so it's like, I need Red Bull.
Yes. Try Ghost. Okay. I like the Ghost better.
What is it?
Ghost. So
oh, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, they're so good, too, especially if you like sour candy.
I don't take Red Bull that often. I'm a coffee.
I'm a coffee fiend, but
yeah.
Once in a while when I need that afternoon push, it doesn't have
yeah.
any of the extra crap in it. It's only 5 calories, and it tastes like candy. So
okay, I'll look into that.
Yep, it's a yellow can, Ghost.
Okay. Well, that's fine. But basically, so we're a family op, you know, and
uh-huh.
we have all the users. It's a free online homeschool.
Yep.
With a optional upgrade for parents. So it's free to jump on, and then it includes all curriculum, 20,000 lessons over, I think we have over 100,000 quizzes and tests within it. We're right up there with like K-12 and out school.
Uh-huh. I
so
have.
Right there with them.
Yeah, my son actually
cool.
repeated the 8th grade on purpose because mm-hmm. he's an athlete. And,
oh, cool.
I wish I had known about this before I paid another $4,000 for him to go to private school.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, it's go at your own pace, learn at your own pace. You can start, we start day one, September 3rd. So
nice.
Doing some Facebook marketing. And I'm estimated, I'll probably do a little over, I'll definitely hit 1 million users in total,
okay.
registered accounts.
Uh-huh.
So like I said, right now I'm at 800,000, so I'll bring on at least that amount. And I just did a huge partnership with, Play Kids Plus. So that's bringing on subscribers too. So I need help with marketing, but I don't want to spend a lot right now because I've already spent my last dollars.
Okay.
So I don't know if what our business supports, my mother's house, my dad's apartment, and this family off. Me and my two sisters run it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So depending on how you want to start, so things here at Local Splash, they're a la carte. Okay. So
uh-huh.
like we're a Google partner. Obviously, we're going to start with the standard Google local SEO to get it up off the ground, the same package that you currently have for Highway 74.
Can I stop you right there? My SEO is incredible. I think we're like my dad is my advisor,
mm-hmm.
and I have a techie dude.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me I'm already like over like 1 million in SEO or something, which is like, because I was going to do a URL change and shorten it to DK12, but they stopped me because of that reason.
Okay.
So, and then like we're global, so I didn't want to narrow it down to any small Pacific location like I am with my husband's company.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to maybe like, I want to hit, all four corners of the nation. So
mm-hmm.
it circles. Like a simple, like an ad, like a, if we, I don't know if our Facebook ads are type of variety right now, but our main one is basically, the color of our logo, that blue shade, and then, and, big bold white text, it'll say homeschool starts on September 3rd.
That's amazing.
You know, kind of like a, yeah, kind of like a Got Milk style ad, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the reason that I suggest this is because you said budget. Our, you know, starting with your standard local SEO is your Google business profile and stuff like that. We have to anchor that somewhere. Not to limit you by any means, but unless you're going to do multi-location, which is going to cost you more, and you have to be able to verify that with your Google. So that's, like, cost-effective-wise, we start with the local SEO, with the Google profile and those standard directories. If you're looking more for, like, a Google ad and you would like to start something, our Google ads campaigns start at a minimum of $300. So with that, we could definitely do that. But as far as reaching out nationwide like that, it's, that $300 campaign isn't going to support that. Nationwide campaign.
How long do they run for? How long does the campaign run for? And can you give me an estimate of how many, what the click cost is and how, what the reach would be?
Sure, absolutely. So for the standard $300 starting out with a budget like that of Google Ads, it's going to give you approximately like a 50 to 70 mile reach. It's going to give you that $300 budget can last you the entire month. Google Ad clicks for our company, which we pass the savings down directly to you. Is anywhere you're looking between like $1 to $7 per click, depending on the keyword and services of what you're providing. So we narrow that down a little more, but we obviously are bidding on the keywords. We're a Google partner. We have access to Google algorithm, keyword coverage, databases, all of those sorts of things in order to ensure that we're bringing you the best keywords, you know, as far as getting things going. But again, when you're trying to reach, like if you're trying to go like for New York, you're trying to do the Northeast area, you're trying to do the Southeast, the Northwest and Southwest, like if you're doing it kind of like that, a campaign like that, it is very, it's very costly. You're looking at like $10,000 a month.
Okay. All right. Well, I, last season I spent, more than that.
Okay.
Yeah, I hit like 50 million people last year just on one of my Facebook ads I did. And it was,
that's amazing.
I locked up the draw, girl.
That's amazing, girl. Like,
I went
seriously.
From 300,000 users and I hit all the way up to where I am today last season. And my mother retired and they went through a divorce. And then I was like, okay, well, I got to keep it going for everybody.
Right.
I fell into it. It's been a wild ride.
You're dedicated, that's for sure. You're not giving up one single bet.
I'm crap. You don't leave unless you're in a body bag.
Girl, can I get an ambulance ride out, please? I need some rest.
I have this partnership I just did, and I mean, it's out there. It's with Play Kids Plus. So new students coming on board, they get 1 month free of that, and then with the upgrade, they get 12 months free with our optional upgrade.
Nice.
So I don't, it's real cool. So I'm about to launch a campaign for that. I'm like a week behind because of everything I do. What, can you see if I already have a Google account for Discovery K-12? I bet I do. So I'm not the tech person. I'm a creative person. And my tech person, it talks real fast. And then I have overseas people who
talk in techie talk.
A different language.
Yeah, techie talk.
They're Ukraine.
They're speaking English, but I don't always understand. Our techie talk guy does it too. So I understand, and I always have to ask somebody to translate.
I'm like on ChatGPT going, what did this person tell me?
What did they really mean, you know? So yeah. I understand what you're saying. Like, you're not trying to, kind of narrow it down.
Do you think that Facebook that I'm already doing is better?
I do. I do, honestly, because of what you're doing. Like, I'm telling you, they're gonna ask us to verify it with a Google listing. So they're gonna want to tie you down there in Lake Elsinore or wherever the business is located. I understand you're running it from home, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
We give it the standard Google business profile and we start from there and then we build it out, you know, to get it up and coming. Now we do Facebook ads as well. And our Facebook ad campaigns, like we can run the Facebook for you, and we build out the ad and all of the things, but you already have experience with it. Like you have experience with your keywords. You have made it successful with what you kind of have going on already. If I can be 100% honest with you, Montana, I think that it's a good idea for you to continue to do it unless you're going to give us that exact criteria so we can do it for you. Because honestly, with what you've got going on and you're going into your busy season and keeping the momentum going, you've already started something. It's kind of like when you're building up the platform up, like, so when somebody goes to paint a house, right? They scrub it first, then they do the primer, and then they give it the first coat, the second coat, like they continue to kind of layer it up to build it up where it wants to be. So we would start from the ground. Which is fine.
Okay.
We can absolutely do it, but you're going to need to put in like at least like $600 or $700 in Facebook ads. And again, we're really great at it. If you want to give us the criteria that you want, we can build those ads out for you. We can get it going. Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click. So you're getting a really good bang for your buck as far as the quality
of
the page.
How many people does that? Okay. That's,
how many?
You just answered
like,
the question. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
50 cents a click, right? Okay, so how many? What's the reach on that?
The reach on the Facebook ads, let me see here.
Like, can I just, this is just, because my clicks, I can get them down to a penny, under a penny, a lot of my
Wow. ads. That's great.
And so that's why, really? Okay, so, I fell into this, right?
Yeah.
I'm turning 35 on Monday. I fell into this, and I was like a stay-at-home mom, and my family got me in. So I started doing it, you know, and I said, and then now it's my job. And
right.
Okay, so I've done marketing that, and I don't think I'm a marketing expert or anything. So if you can just educate me, because I want to have a conversation with my father about this.
Yeah.
We
absolutely.
Always think there's somebody better out there. I worked with Hawk Media before. I hired them last year, and I didn't really have a good experience with that, so that's why I did it myself.
Okay.
And,
So
I get these ads. Sometimes I get them. I've had them at 50 cents. I've had them at like 0.00 whatever cents under a penny, you know, and is anything under 50 cents good, considered good, or?
So this is the thing, is with the ads, you're being programmed in per keyword. So you're being programmed in under the keywords, the buzzwords, the things that are going to bring that front and center. So when people are looking up homeschool options, when they're looking up independent study options, things like this, you're going to come up through their Facebook feed as long as it's an area that you're targeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they've gone to Google and they've looked that up, it goes through retargeting.
Yeah. Okay. So the way I do my Facebook, I have a subscriber list of like 350,000 people, and I uploaded that to my Facebook, and then I don't really narrow it down to too many places. I do like the U.S., and then I'll type in like homeschool mom, homeschool education, K-12, you know, those are like my keywords, stay-at-home mom. Parents with kids under of any age, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it just anything else for me to use?
Well, independent study is a good one. It's a really good one because that's what a lot of people call it. You know, independent homeschool programs, no cost.
You're killing me right now. I swear to God. Oh my God. So we went from, oh my God, Ryan's going to kill my sister. Our saying, I guess, everything you need to independently homeschool.
Yeah.
And then we changed it to everything you need to homeschool. So you're telling me independent is the way to go?
Yes, independent's the way to go. People love that word, right? They love that word. They love the word independence. They love that word, right? All the tools you need to independently homeschool.
Oh my God. I wish I were recording this to show my dad, because you're saying all the stuff that I'm trying to talk to him about.
Mm-hmm.
With our parent teacher account. I don't know if you looked at it or not. It's supposed to be, the only tool you need to homeschool.
Right.
Because it has all your tracking, attendance, recording, and documentation and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so those are, can you give me some other keywords or anything else?
When I was looking for the services, when I was looking to try to figure it out, you know, I was looking at low-cost or no-cost homeschool, you know, because people are factoring in so many different things, you know, as far as where they're at. So, yeah, with this, I think that those type of keywords would definitely bring you, you know, tuition-free homeschool,
Okay. Now, does this not just pop up when, you know how the Facebook looks on there?
Yeah.
Does it just pop up in the bar?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it under demographics or?
Well, I don't know how the Facebook ads actually work. Like, I'm not the technical person on the Facebook ads and stuff like that. So we're getting kind of into deeper water as far as that goes.
No worries.
Yeah.
I just don't want to have to call with Facebook.
Yeah, I understand. You know,
Are you local in my area by chance?
I'm in Huntington Beach.
Okay. Do you know of anybody who is like a freelance marketer?
I don't. Yeah, okay. I wish I did. I wish I was. I would definitely help you. But I think that kind of like what you have going on right now.
I'm wearing all the hats. Like I said, it's me and my sister. My sister does handle
right.
my finance.
Right.
I'm handling everything from corporate paperwork to what we're talking about.
Right.
Support. And Jim Shack,
you need to hire somebody. You need some support staff.
Yeah, so I tried hiring. I outsource. I have people in India, and you know it's cheaper. And then the last person I did hire, who was a freelancer, I wanted him to 10x my current look, and then he started doing this other stuff without permission, and I had to like backtrack. And then he was like turning my fun, bubbly look into a dictionary.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, that's not what I was looking for, bro.
Right.
So that's why I'm in this situation, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think that what you've got going on right now with the Facebook ads, I think you should continue on. I think that is your best bet. And if you're getting them down at that low of a cost, then,
yeah.
I mean, as much as I would love to sign you up for a service and, you know, earn your business in this area, I honestly just think that you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. If you ever run across anybody who you think might be beneficial to me, please send me an email or call me.
I will.
You know,
yeah,
my
absolutely.
Number.
I will,
and
for
then,
sure.
Tell all your friends it's free. Student accounts are free. Pre-K.
I will. So there's a lot. We're over here in Orange County.
100% hospital.
There's a lot that you can pair with. Like as far as there's a lot of programs. I'm saying is there's a lot of programs that.
There's one on every corner.
Sports programs.
Competing with the world.
Sports programs. That need this. So what they do is they run like a sports academy. So my son, he went to a charter school and then from like 8 to 12 and then from like 12 to 3, he did a sports program where they picked him up from the school and they went and he did this, he worked out because he's a football player. So he did all the things to support that. But there's a ton of people looking for these type of services in those areas. So you could get a huge amount of advertisement by coupling with any of those in your local area as well.
Right on. Have you heard of ESA programs?
I have not.
You haven't heard of ESA? Yeah, I think it's, I heard about it because I know I had a, I mean, I just know some guy. But, ESAs are educational savings accounts that all these credit banks and everything are kind of like an EBT card, but for educational purposes. So I believe there are 13 states already doing it, and it's government funds have been allocated to these states, and I think it's going to go up to like 32 states soon. It's like 17 states now, and it's like a couple billion dollars right now. And then so these banks are coming out with these cards, like for children, for it's like an EBT card where that has funds and each kid gets a fund, kind of like at your tax return, you get a tax fund for your child. Or
wow,
tax credit for your child. You know what I mean? So it's a thing. It's called ESAs. And if you go to, like, out school, they're doing it. I was just wondering if you've heard of it. So
yeah,
that's from someone on the street.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay, well, you've been very, very, very helpful. I'm really glad I did not miss this call.
Oh, I'm glad I was able to answer some questions for you. You have a great day, hon. Thank you for your time.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.